Caribou Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Smoldering Fires, produced by Passinart. The play runs from March 11th through April 10th at the Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center in Portland. Smoldering Fires explores how to apply the ideas and struggles of the civil rights movement to contemporary city life through the point of view of two young friends who differ in temperament and approach. Again, that's Smoldering Fires, March 11th through April 10th at the Interstate Firehouse Cultural Center, 5340 Northeast Interstate Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, March 21st, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, real community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. We've got two guests. We know we've got Chelsea Thaws joining us today with Familias Unidas. They started a tour to draw attention to a strike that's been going on for 3 years against a farm. This is a group of independent farm workers. They're based in Burlington, Washington. They've got over 300 farm worker families are representing. And the Barrick Company is Sakuma Brothers. This story has far-reaching implications. It certainly is relevant to farm worker families who are here in the United States, whether they have papers or not that say they can be here. This affects them. It affects farm workers everywhere. It sets precedent. It recalls the courage of Cesar Chavez and the people who stood in solidarity with him. And of course, this is an issue of both environmental justice and labor justice, which it seems to be. Every time it's said that labor is on its last legs, and that should just throw in the towel and we'll privatize everything, and wages will go straight through the floor instead of up. Every time that happens, something like this Familias Unidas store comes through and raises everyone's hope and gives people the courage to keep fighting for justice, economic justice, immigration justice, basically human rights is what we're talking about, which is why I say that this is a national story. That, in fact, it's an international story, because Familias Unidas is without a doubt yet another instance of Hispanic courage to take up the fight that others before them have fought and continue pushing for justice. That said, we're going to ask our wonderful guest, Chelsea Thaw, to wait just a moment, because we've got just a few headlines to blast through before we talk. The Courage campaign is taking on Nestle. They've been taking millions of gallons of water out of California's forests, a place where they've had drought. They say the numbers differ, but actually it's been going on a lot longer than the numbers would suggest. And it's been going on in many different places, small explosions of drought across the West Coast. So Nestle takes millions of gallons out of California's forests, and the Courage campaign is suing to stop them. So that said, more on it. Let's give you one number here. For years, Nestle has been illegally pumping up to 28 million gallons a year from the San Bernardino National Forest. That, and completely free of charge, right? Okay. Next up, Indigenous Environment Network has this for us. 25 Michigan communities and four tribes passed a resolution to stop the oil flowing through Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline. So we mentioned it last week. We've got more to say on that today because we found out more. And in Flint, Michigan today, Black Life Action Coalition, or Black, and the Appalachia Resist have formed a coalition. Yes, that's right. To address the ongoing human rights abuses linked to ongoing water contamination of drinking water supplies. We are going to be talking this week about these two issues and the privatization of water. All of this ties in to the privatization of our last few potable water sources. And they still keep taking the water in order to continue fracking when there's no market for fracked oil. But I'm telling you right now, there's a huge market for water, and that's why the push to privatize it is way greater in proportion than it could possibly be for we can't even store the oil and gas and so forth that's already out of the ground. But it is time to stop. And today, 12 p.m., outside Senator Merkley's office, MoveOn.org is organizing a Supreme Court National Day of Action. People all across the country are coming together today in various places for a massive day of action. It's hosted by MoveOn.org and 40 national organizations calling on the U.S. Senate to give fair and timely consideration to U.S. Supreme Court nominee Judge Merrick Garland. It's happening in Portland, outside Merkley's office, and it's at noon. That's it. And on that note, we want to welcome Chelsea Thought to the KBOO airwaves. Thanks for being with us today.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having us on the air today. Well, we really appreciate your time.
Oh, we appreciate what you're doing. It's extraordinary, and we really need to see more action like this. People who take up a cause that is theirs and very, very deeply personal, but which has national implications. Chelsea, how about giving us a summary of what happened on Friday and a little bit more about the tour, why it is it has immigration implications and why it has deeper labor implications?
Absolutely. And you are absolutely right that this is a historic tour. Because it is a kickoff for an international effort of boycotting Driscoll's, not just from farm workers in Burlington, Washington, from the Unidos por la Justicia, the union there, but also in solidarity with workers in San Quintin who have just marched from San Quintin to Tijuana to mark the year anniversary of their strike last year because of labor abuses. Both unions are calling for a boycott of Driscoll's until both unions have union contracts that secure their rights as farm workers. And this is particularly important because it's being led by indigenous farm workers in the tradition of Cesar Chavez. This is grassroots organizing happening right now.
That's more on that. Yeah, it is indigenous farm workers who are organizing this. And the tour is across the country. This is really an international labor issue. Organizing in other countries, and despite unrest and war and a great many social problems, nonetheless, the labor movement does keep pushing forward. You're forming coalitions with other groups. Do you want to talk a little bit about how your outreach efforts are paying off? Here's what we've been emphasizing recently. Best way to teach is by setting a good example. Is this a cliche? Maybe, but it actually is true, because preaching about labor rights and why we need the labor movement does no good at all, but it's showing people the way. That's what counts. And you are for sure role models and leaders. Instead of pulling people along, you're pushing it. And what are you I want to ask you about outreach and other groups and how you're affecting other groups' labor rights.
Absolutely. So We have been given the chance to talk with people in classrooms, in union halls, in churches. Just a couple days ago, we were in Portland and talked with a group of over 50 people who then that next day came out and took action and took up a picket. And that's what we're asking communities to do all along our stops, 16 stops along the West Coast, is to listen to the farm workers and then take up their struggle as their own and to form boycott committees so that there will be international pressure on Costco and Whole Foods. That's where folks in Portland were yesterday, to drop Driscoll's from their stores.
So in Portland, that was a great action. You say that if it's 50 people there, probably for each one of those 50 people, there was 10, 20, 30, maybe more, who heard the message. They heard it from KBOO. I know that for sure, and other media outlets. But moving forward, the tour moves forward across the country. What about Portland now? What effect have you had? And are there other actions that people can take to continue the work that you've already done here in Portland?
Absolutely. The work does need to continue. We want continued boycotts in each location that we go. And we've had folks from the Brown Berets step up, from the IWW step up, from churches there step up and say, yes, they want to continue doing actions in their area. And we really encourage anyone that wants to continue to do actions to email us or check out our website. And that's boycottcoordination@gmail.com is how you can get in contact with us so we can spread the boycott on a national level.
Yeah, because this is not just about one berry farm. This is the message is a lot greater than that one place and that one point in time. Is that
absolutely?
So the once again, it's a boycott.
Boycott.
Yeah.
Coordination.
And is there another? Are there other actions currently planned for Portland that you want us to know about?
I think the best thing to do is to contact folks locally and email us, and we're happy to put you in contact with the people that will be organizing ongoing pickets. There is an action planned for March 31st, that's Cesar Chavez's birthday. The tour, Ramon Torres and Lazaro, are going to be in Watsonville, California at that time. That is the headquarters of Driscoll's. They're going to be outside with a delegation from Watsonville and some folks in California asking the corporate CEOs of Driscoll's to pressure the growers, the Kuma Brothers Berries and the growers and Sankin team to sign union contracts. They have that ability to pressure the growers to do that. So we're going to be in Watsonville, knocking on their door directly, but there's going to be pickets in Portland and across the nation on that day in solidarity with the action in Watsonville.
Hey, thank you so much, Chelsea. You want to add anything to that? I mean, this is really exciting because of its national and international reach.
Yes, absolutely. And last night, Ramon Torres was in front of a room in Medford, about 25 folks, and he was saying that, you know, he's not just doing this for their own union, but for workers in San Quintín, Mexico, and farm workers across the country. So this is something that is going to continue to build, and we're really on the edge of something historic.
Hey, thank you very, very much for being with us. We're so glad to have you. We want to put all of that information on the KBOO website. We'll try to get it up on the little Air Cascadia spot so that people want to take action on their own and continue the tour, keep marching ahead on labor rights, and especially labor rights for immigrant and people. Thank you again. We are close up on the end of our time, but I want to just once again return to the action that's happening right today. In fact, it is the Supreme Court National Day of Action, pushing the Senate to give fair and timely consideration to U.S. Supreme Court nominee Judge Merrick Garland. In Portland, there's going to be this gathering outside of Merkley's office. And if you don't know where that is, we got all that information at the KBOO front desk and the website, and you can Google it. And we're not putting it out today because nobody has probably a pencil and paper or anything like that. So that's one thing that if anybody's moved to take action and wants to do it today, then there you go. We mentioned are talking also later in the week about Monsanto. We're going to get to that tomorrow. This has been a Cascadia for Monday, March 21st, 2016. And Kate Welch engineered for us today. Thank you so much, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Good morning. Yes, you are tuned to KBOO. And I just want to let you know that the Locus Focus program that's coming up is a rebroadcast of Locus Focus, where Barbara Bernstein interviews Adam Briggle, a philosophy professor who became an anti-fracking activist in Denton, Texas.